So that's why you're all banged up.
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Happy day. Happy day. God, we're getting one more day closer every day to spring. It's a good feeling.
And I got so half my household is really excited about the spring forward, and then the other half is like super grumpy about it.
Are they really?
It's hysterical. Both my daughter and I are like, woohoo, more daylight. This is amazing. And both Declan and Peter are like,
why don't they like it?
Weekend on the planet because they lose an hour of sleep, those slugs.
Oh, well, don't wake up an hour, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I forgot all about it, Molly, and I was like, I went to sleep, didn't think about it. And then I woke up this morning, and then I realized, oh, my God, it sprung forward. So I got to get moving on stuff. That's how I felt. Okay. It never really affects me. I saw that Nebraska is one of the states, and there's just a handful of states that keep wanting to stop this insanity with switching it back and forth. And like I said, there's only a handful of states. I think Hawaii doesn't do it, and Arizona doesn't do it. They just keep it the same time.
You can opt in or opt out. It just really screws with scheduling. You know, because it's like stuff you don't think about. You're like train schedules and a whole flight manifests and, you know, like an entire technology system, like stuff like that. Like we all just think, okay, great. Like I just don't move my clock. And there are entire industries that are based on time. And so they're like, well, let's think about this first before we go resetting the entire country.
I just learned something. I didn't even think about that. So that would be difficult. You're right. Especially, I mean, you'd have to change things when you're flying just for our state specific. I mean, because we're central time. And if we're just one state in the middle of the United States that won't switch, that means everything surrounding gets, oh, wow, that just really jobs a whole lot of stuff. I didn't even think about that at all.
I know. It's like wild, right? Like once you start going down that like path of like, okay, well, everyone's like, yeah, you personally may benefit from this, but there are like whole systems in place that are based upon, they're like, okay, so what about work hours? You work in Nebraska, you're not going back and forth, but you work for a company someplace else and like banking hours, like all sorts of things where you're like, oh, okay, well. I guess you got to be so specific about it.
Didn't even realize that. And it does make sense. Okay. Well, it doesn't really affect me. I know everybody. I mean, it's funny because the news, that's all they, I mean, maybe it's just a distraction of stuff, but that's all they talked about all weekend.
It's a great story, you know, it's like crack that bad boy open. We've got spring forward. And then we're also like, people have more heart attacks or people have like, they always have that story. Like it's be careful, like your health. I'm like 1 hour. Really? Wow. We are very delicate flowers then. Yeah. Like this is really something.
They need to update like you just did. I mean, that's an interesting fact right there, because I don't know how many people actually even listen, you know what I mean? Paid attention to that. I might be the only human. For all I know.
I don't know. I mean, that was a revelation for me. Like, I was like, I guess there is like a whole, I mean, it's not just you and me in the corner store figuring out like, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess that would kind of screw things up.
Do you have a lot of clocks you got to change out?
We're like half and half.
Okay.
Our kitchen is like schizophrenic because we've got two clocks in the kitchen that automatically like they're smart and they set themselves.
They change. Yeah.
And then we've got one that doesn't. So you're looking at the time and it's like all over the place. And here's the other thing. The ones that set themselves, you can't program them because they're like 3 minutes slow.
Are they
really?
So
it's really annoying. Okay. So like we have like three different times in our kitchen right now.
I don't even, how sad is this? I mean, I have a clock and a microwave, right? That I, mm-hmm. that I will set. And then it's the vehicle. I think everything else is taken care of, but I don't need to switch the coffee maker because that used to be on a timer. Yeah. No, it used to be on a timer and I have no time to set. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like, I just get up and make it now. I don't even care.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, it doesn't have, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with mine. Like, it's got a clock on it, but I don't know what time it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it thinks it is, but whatever it is, it's like, it's not that time. There was a brief period where I had like my stuff together and uh-huh. when we were doing the other show where yeah. I would have it where it would like, I would get it ready the night before and it would be ready for me in the morning, saving me like 5 extra minutes of being able to, I don't know, sleep, whatever.
I know it's like.
It's like
the older you get,
worth?
You're like, whatever. You're spending more energy on not liking it, right? Is that it?
Okay. So then, you know, you just are like, well, forget it. I'm not doing this on weekends.
Uh-huh.
So then you like, you forget about it. So yeah, I don't know what time it is on my,
We're We're going to motivate here in a little bit, but I do want to remind you guys about the After Party. It's a podcast with Molly and I that come out. It's independent, you know, but it comes out on Tuesdays everywhere. I mean, everywhere you get a podcast. We'll be hitting on Tuesday, No Dumb Questions, and also getting into unconscious. What is it, Molly? Unconscious uncoupling. Okay.
So it's basically a relationship trend. It's not fun. You may be in it and you don't even know it.
Okay.
Or you may be in it and you didn't know that this was what it was, but we will give you the heads up so you can be in
the Tuesday. All right. So motivate. Here's your, we got the three different things you get to choose from, and then we'll figure out what it is that's going to be motivated. A hot dog topped with whipped cream. That's A. Okay. B is nachos with maple syrup instead of cheese. And C is chili that's secretly 99% raisins. Gross. I hate raisins.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
I hate raisins.
Sick. That would be so bad. You're like, ooh. Think about it. You're like, what?
Pick your poison. Yeah.
What I'm going to go with nachos and maple syrup.
Okay.
That actually doesn't sound
there
terrible.
There you go. Yeah.
The motivational quote.
No.
Don't let anyone tell you what you can't do. That's a job for your own insecurities. There's no limit of what you can be if you lie to yourself.
It's true.
Meditate every day so you can become an even better selfish bastard.
There you go.
You are never alone. You always have a voice in your head telling you that you suck. It gets better, like for a minute or so, every now and then.
There you go. Demotivational quotes for people that don't like motivational quotes.
I want to meet that guy. I like his voice. I just wonder if he's like a happy person in life.
I don't know. I mean, those are great. I freaking love them. Today, by the way, is also National Fake Teeth Day. So if you have dentures or anything like that, happy Fake Teeth Day to you.
That's really weird because, and I'm not kidding, just yesterday I was thinking about, this is so stupid, don't make fun of me. I was thinking about George Washington and the fact that he had wooden teeth.
Wooden teeth, yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering what that must have felt like because, you know, I just went to the dentist and I got a crown.
Okay.
And it's magic, like what they have now. Like they've got this machine. They take a picture of your tooth. They've got a machine and it basically is like a 3D printer and it prints out exactly. And so there's no figuring it out. Like they literally put it on and it is exactly how your tooth
is. That's how they did your teeth then when you had to get a crown? I guess I don't even know what a crown is.
It's like a whole top of your tooth.
Okay. I have one of those. Remember that's what I have party in my mouth tattooed. That was on my crown. Okay.
Right.
All right, cool.
So
all right.
This guy's got this magic machine and I'm like, what was this like when you had to, I mean, like I was like, George Washington had wooden teeth. Like how did he eat? Was he just constantly just like soup and oatmeal? Like there's no way you could chew if you had wooden teeth.
I don't know. I guess it would be specific. I mean, think about, I doubt they had any adhesive either, by the way, where they do now. Like my stepfather, I grew up with people in my family with dentures.
Okay.
My stepfather had dentures and my mother ended up having dentures. Some type of gum thing was happening. But anyway, okay. It's kind of like, it's hard to get this out of your head. Every time you went to the restroom, the bathroom, mm-hmm. there would always be a glass
with teeth
in it. Every time.
Chompers.
Chompers.
Like, why is that? Like, it's just such a funny, visual. Like, why does it have to be in a clear glass? Like, I guess maybe so somebody doesn't drink it. Like, you're kind of like, I got to put this in a clear glass. Otherwise, somebody's going to, I don't know. But yes, it's always like that in movies or television shows where somebody like takes it out and like flicks it off the water. You're like, oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, that's embedded in my head.
Honey, which ones are yours? I accidentally put in your dentures this morning. You're like, gross. I hope you wash those off really well.
And they're always so white. They're always so white, almost like, you know, brand new white. I mean, they should discolor them a little bit if you want to disguise the fact that you have dentures. I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
I want yellow dentures.
Well, because you can get it to look like you.
Uh-huh. Your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because you can get it where so it's not. Because a friend of mine had to get like a partial denture.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a partial denture and they didn't do. And so it was working with the rest of the teeth. And so I was like, oh my God, are you going to look like one of those dogs that they give teeth to? And they put them on. Because I'm the worst friend ever. I was like, oh my God, sending them memes. I was like, is this going to be your new smile? Where it's that dog and it's got like the people teeth. I love that. I love that meme.
You know,
and they're like, you are an a-hole person.
There's a commercial.
If I weren't making fun of you, then you know it would be bad. Like me making fun of you means it's not that serious. Like it's not like let's all just.
Let me ask you this. There's a commercial that's running and it shows a woman and she's like has fake teeth or whatever.
Okay.
And half of her, and she takes it out. And then, I mean, half of her teeth are gone. And then this is like a temporary thing until she gets implants, she says.
Yeah.
But what she says is that I've had 8 children. And every time I watch this thing, I'm like, you had 8 children. So the children having given birth and making babies must have taken your plaque and stuff away. Is that the reason why your teeth are falling out?
It does ding up your teeth. There's like a wives' tale where you have a cavity for every kid you have.
Mm.
Like how many cavities do you have in your mouth probably equates to how many kids you have. Well, this is why going back to last week's show about the weighted vest, this is a real thing, especially for childbearing women. Like if you have had children, like, doctors really talk to you about your bone density because children, as lovely as they are,
they're great,
beautiful and what a God-given creation. And I am so glad. I would never not want my children. They are parasites while you're growing them. They will steal. So that was the thing. Like I remember being really worried because I was sick. I had a cold while I was pregnant with Mara. And I mean, I remember at the doctor, I was like so terrified. I was like, is this going to hurt the baby? Like, I've got this cold. And she's like, no, I'm worried about it hurting you. The baby is fine. Your body will do everything it can to protect that baby.
Isn't that amazing?
At the expense of the host, AKA you. Like, your body will do everything it can to protect that baby growing inside of you expense of your own health. I was like, wow.
So that's why you're all banged up.
That's why I'm all banged up. And that's also why moms are like, you owe me so big. Do you realize that I screwed up my body to make you? And kids are like, who cares? Like, whatever. I didn't ask to be born.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like,
oh my God. Yeah, so that's what I was wondering. And it's funny that we're talking about this because I keep seeing that commercial. And I wish I could message her and go, that your teeth are way too white. Your fake teeth, you know, it's just way too white.
The dog with the dentures.
Like Jelly Roll. There's a prime example right there. Look at his teeth. Oh my God.
Does he have one of those like really fake, really white teeth?
Yes, they're perfect white teeth. I do not know if it's fake. Now I have to look it up.
It has to be. I mean, this is the thing. So many people get teeth whitening now. It's hard to like know what teeth are supposed to look like. Have you ever had your teeth whitened?
We have some whitening strips. I put them on once and I'm like, yeah. Then I just kind of forgot about it.
Did you notice any difference from using them? Or, well, I suppose you only did it one time. So
yeah.
Does Wylene do it often? Like, does Wylene keep up with it?
No, not that I'm aware of. I don't think so. But we did for a minute. I don't know why we stopped. See, my teeth aren't completely, I mean, my teeth are fine, but there's like some niches that that thing can't get to. So I was like,
What would that make it look like? Yeah.
It'd make it look spot, like some spots will still, see people, if you don't know what teeth look like, my teeth are black.
You're not watching this. You're just listening. Good for you. Cause I've got a black hole mouth. We were just talking about, again, obviously a lot of dentist talk at the house because the kids have been going and I've been going. Do you remember those pills when we were a kid?
Pills.
Where you would chew them?
Yes.
And it would show you where the plaque was and you had to like brush it off. It was like red. And so like your mouth would look like a bloody mess. And like, that was what my husband and I, the kids are like, wait, what? And we're like, God, I wish those still existed. Cause it was so good about showing you the places you missed. You know what I mean? Like you'd be brushing your teeth and then you'd crush one of those up and you'd see all the places that you missed.
Oh,
and then
boy.
You'd be able to like brush it.
It's got to still be there.
Don't
right?
you think?
I should look it up. You know, because I can taste
it.
I can taste it right now, and it's been forever, and it had a unique taste to it.
Yeah, it had like a sweet. I mean, they made it like it was almost like a sweet tart. Like that's what it looked like. It was like a sweet tart looking thing. Like it was like a disc.
Yeah, I do.
It
remember
was almost
that.
Like, you know what it looked like? It looked like egg dyeing. Like whenever I see those egg dyeing tablets, it looked like that.
Yes.
It was
yes.
red like that. And then you would chew on it and it would stick to the plaque. And then that was your guideline for like how good of a job you needed to do or had to do.
Here's the latest on here's what Jelly Roll did. He underwent a comprehensive reconstruction dental procedure to replace 20-year-old veneers.
Wow.
20. Yeah. Nice. So he got implants, you know, cavity repairs, wisdom teeth removal, all that stuff. Yeah, he's, you know what he said? He said he wanted a pretty smile after having an ugly one as a kid.
Oh,
he was often picked on for his teeth.
Sweet boy.
Rude.
It can be tough.
Yeah, as a kid,
yeah.
They called me Bucky forever when I was growing up.
Did you have an overbite?
No, I just have my two front teeth are, as a kid, were big. So they called me Bucky, like a, you know, like a beaver and would make fun of me like that. So it'd be Bubble Butt and Bucky, is what I was called. Yeah, that was a,
kids are mean,
oh, whatever, yeah. You know, that's just
no,
the way it is.
I mean,
yeah. So what do they do with your teeth? They,
yeah. So I got a crown.
How fun was that?
How it's amazing. How advanced things are in a dental office now, like so much is streamlined, so much is digital and all this kind of stuff. But the one thing that just never changes is that prehistoric, like, shot to get the Novocaine. That thing still looks like it's out of the 1950s. And the drill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, those are the two things where, I mean, modern dentistry has come so far. And those are the two things that are like, nope, looks exactly like when you were a kid. He got out the needle for the Novocaine, and I'm like, why is it that big?
It's long and big. They got to get it in stuff, and they do several shots.
Yes, it hurts.
I hate it, hate it, hate it.
It hurts. It hurts.
So they drill your teeth out the middle, right? They drilled it out. Okay, so they did that mine to mine, but I still had a lot of pain because one of my roots was curved, right? And so they had to go back in.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I don't. That's why I go to the dentist all the time, because I don't want to get those shots.
I
want to get all those things. I go every 6 months like I'm supposed to. Also because of the fact that that's our insurance. It's part of the plan. So why should I give the insurance, a way out, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know. So
I was terrified. I forgot about the Novocaine, and I got into the chair, and I think I just thought it was going to be like a flu shot.
Yeah,
you know, those needles are so tiny. You can barely even feel them. I mean, this thing is like having a sewing needle put into your cheek. You're like, this is insane. They gave you that numbing solution.
Uh-huh. It's a topical numbing solution.
Yeah, the topical. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, how bad is this that you have to give me a topical and it still hurts?
It's probably
like
bad.
I was like, what would this have felt like if you hadn't given me a topical? I mean, because it's still like I was bracing. And he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I know. He's like, we've got a couple more shots. I'm like, a couple more? He's like, yeah, we got to get the whole.
They got to get the whole thing.
I know. And then when they're drilling, you're like, oh my God. Because he's like, let me know if you feel anything. He's like, you're going to feel pressure. You're going to feel like God. A cold sensation. And I was like, what do you mean if I feel anything? I'm like, I thought you numbed me up pretty well. And that was the other thing. Like, you've got your face. You're like, I mean, I think you did it.
I know, jeez. I just love how they always talk. My dentists, the
so
assistants,
chatty.
They always talk with their hands in my mouth, right? And it's like question talk. Mm-hmm. So how you having a good summer?
So you're traveling back to Nebraska with the kids. You still got family back there?
Uh-huh. I know. Eh?
And he's like, yeah, I remember the last time we talked. I think you were going then, too. You go pretty often, don't you?
It's funny. And then my dentist at one time when I was there, they have TVs, you know, and she would put on like something that's funny.
Oh, like, no.
So now I got hands in my mouth trying to re-answer questions and watching a funny show. You know, again, if you start laughing, it's like torture a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
I'm glad you got it done. That's the most important thing, I think, is teeth. I mean, I know not everybody has good teeth, you know, but it's like when you lose them, you always lose them in the spots where everyone can see them. By the way, I got waxed. We'll talk about it on Wednesday. Anyway, so. We don't have enough time to get into it today. So that's
no,
be
and I
want to
give it
podcast.
Lots of space. I want to give it yes. lots because I got so many questions. Oh, I got so many questions.
I got so many answers. Yeah, that was an experience and a half. Carly, my
niece. Carly.
Yeah, my niece. Oh, she is good at what she does. She's going to aesthetic school to become an esthetician. I can never say that word right. But anyway, mm-hmm. esthetician. Okay, so anyway, she has to have certain amount of things done X amount of times before she can graduate and then move on. And I think mm-hmm. she's so good and caring and knowledgeable. Oh, my God. That I'm excited for her in the future, you know, because the way I think is like, why work for someone when you can do it on your own?
Absolutely.
So I think that I'm going to try to help her guide her towards that entrepreneur type thing eventually, you know? So yeah, it was great. I love it. I love it.
All right. Save it for Wednesday. You're like, it's my new thing.
It's my new thing. All right. So Wednesday's podcast, make sure you lock it down. Harry Styles. His stuff just came out.
Mm-hmm.
I have not listened to it yet.
I haven't watched it yet because it comes out. So we record this.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's out on Sunday. Yeah. You just haven't had time to watch that yet. But how about, did you listen to any other music that dropped on Monday?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Weekend. You've been busy. Yeah. You've been busy. I get it.
But I'm excited. Like it's in my queue. Like it's in one of those things. Like I plan on. When I do my walk,
there you
go. I'm listening to the new Harry Styles album.
Yes. He's in New York, Saturday Night Live. They had Ryan Gosling on. Yeah, and he was in the audience for
Ryan
it.
Gosling's
he's gonna
so
be,
good.
Oh, my God. He's so stinking funny. We always watch it the next day, mm-hmm. right? Not because it's late, only because in the morning we get up early enough where there's nothing really to watch, you know, get yeah. into. So I just get into what current events, and then we watch that to start our day with the funny. It was a lot longer. I want to say it was an hour and a half. Was that the last Saturday Night Live, and everything was long, and it was so good at improv. This, you know, nothing was really planned out, it felt like, and they were it's that whole typical, they're all laughing through some of the skits and stuff like that, but yeah, Ryan Gosling was he was excellent. And then Gorillaz was the and I haven't seen those guys in forever, was the musical act. But
Have new music out? Is that why they're there?
I don't know. They did that I'm Happy,
I love that.
Feeling Bad, they did that first one. The second one I didn't recognize, so I just like, let's fast forward through this. You know, but yeah, they're great. I've never seen them live, but geez, it was a good show. But Ryan Gosling, yeah, he's a funny dude.
He's a good dude.
I think that if there's a celebrity that I wanted to hang out with and have beers with, you know, and become buds with, it would actually be him.
Yeah. He seems like he'd be one of those guys where he'd be fun, you know,
yeah.
like up
he'd
for
be
kind
a lot
of anything.
Of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I really like him. I love him on Saturday Night Live. He just really always delivers a good show.
Something about him. I don't know what it is.
He's
maybe
got a great
man crush. Who's he dating? Is he got a
no,
a
he's
woman?
He's married.
Oh, is he
to,
really? Okay.
Gosh, I'm trying to remember her name now.
Oh, it's all right. He's enough. He's Ken.
He's Knuff.
He's Knuff.
Uh-huh.
He is
It's going to drive me crazy.
So.
I know his wife's name, but it's going to drive me nuts. So yes, he is married. They've got like two daughters.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
He's
How
a girl
fun.
Dad.
He's a girl daddy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. By the way, we have a merch store. We opened back up on bigpartyshow.com. If you guys want to get some merch, you should. That's a good way of supporting the show. But I'm rebuilding. We're rebuilding a little bit on some of the stuff and adding to it. And also at the bottom, I don't know if you noticed, Molly, I put something down. So if anyone, you guys see those party crashers listening, want to create your own, you know, you have some ideas, just go ahead and send us a message and I'll do it. I will do it for you. So do it. That's it. All right. I don't even know what else we got here. All I know is that we did get a text message from somebody who was talking about the food, that being the burger, the big burger. She said she was listening to the McDonald's new burger. What is that? That
Big
Arch?
McArch.
The weight.
Or the Big
when
Arch.
When I was talking about the weight, after that we talked about it, I went upstairs and I was talking to the sweet Wylene, and she said, you know, that's probably the weight before they cook it. For some reason. That
really?
Yes.
Oh, the pre-cook weight? Okay.
That's what they said. She said that they advertise the weight is a raw weight usually. She works at Runza. They have a 4-ounce patty, but that's the raw weight. They're not sure the same, but that's probably the deal. Because basically they were pitching it as a 14-ounce burger. When I got it and weighed it, it was like just over 11 ounces. Now, then stop pitching the weight is all I'm saying. Stop it. Because if it's not going to be 14 ounces, I'm going to complain.
Right.
I don't
You're
want
like,
it
be
wrong.
Be more specific.
Well, then I
you
thought about
14
it more.
Ounces. Well, it is kind of tricky.
This,
you know,
even
I mean,
meat.
So like what? So are you assembling this with raw meat and all the stuff? Like, that doesn't make sense because you're saying it's 14 ounces and that's everything. So are you assembling it raw
with a quarter pounder,
and weighing it and then?
They probably did. They probably did.
Gross.
You know, but then you break it down even more. It's like, you know, whenever you buy meat at the store or chicken or anything like that, it has weight on it.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, now I'm in the wrong. I'm just being dumb and petty about it, you know, so I admit that I'm wrong. I felt bad. I'm
like, you're like, oh, well, let them answer for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that we had a party crasher, but I'm like, I think McDonald's needs to come out with an official statement.
Gosh.
By the way, Ryan Gosling's partner is Eva Mendes.
Okay. Oh, Eva Mendes. I love her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's
all
gorgeous.
Right. She's great.
Yeah.
All right. So the burger thing, I'm getting so sick and tired of these CEOs.
Oh my God.
Getting so sick of it. It's like, all right, we get it. I mean, if you're still doing it, I mean, the McDonald's CEO was clownish. right? Mm-hmm. I understand that. But then now there's burger joints I didn't never even heard of doing
and
this.
And they're doing
thing.
It. And you're like, what are you guys?
It's like, I mean,
Jack
come
in the
on.
Box. You're like, nobody cares.
It's like, no one cares if you eat your burger. Like one guy I never even heard of, he goes, I actually eat this for lunch. And then I stop back in as a snack and get some more. And then I come back later at night because I'm always running around for this company and I eat more. I'm like, you fat ass.
You're like, what does your doctor think about this very unguarded statement? Like, I eat fast food 3 times a day. His doctor's like, what? That is not what you said at our last visit.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
I asked you if you were eating more fruits and vegetables. And you looked at me straight in the face and said, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yup.
Oh, God.
He's like, yeah, pickles on burgers. And tomatoes are considered fruit and care for ketchup.
Uh-huh. It's kind of like respect yourself a little bit. You know, I mean, I don't see Culver's doing that. I mean, I get it. You're trying to go viral with whatever burger and you feel like you're left behind because, you know, even if it's a dumb small bite and just stupid, like you're a new human, then that goes viral. It's not going viral for the burger, by the way. It's going viral because of the new human biting it. Yes.
I am holding a burger. I am going to take a bite.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to wrap here. Don't forget, after party. What are we hitting on that again, Molly? We have the after party. We have some dumb questions we're hitting.
Uncoupling.
Okay.
The new relationship trend that you should be worried about.
I also have I'm going to add to that too. We'll talk about this as well. Again, it's Tuesdays. It's called the after party with Big Party and Molly. There's a new bachelorette party trend.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're going to want to hear that because we're going into bachelor season or not bachelorette season, I guess.
What are wedding we going season.
Into? Wedding season. Yeah, there you go. Spoken like a true bachelorette.
You're like bachelor and death. I think it's called bachelor death season.
Yeah. There you go. All right. We'll see you Tuesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.